Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Protests intensify in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir amid deadly crackdown by Pakistani forces. US and Iran exchange fresh strikes, dimming hopes for a quick resolution of West Asia conflict. Death toll from Japan's Kumamoto earthquake rises to 34, more than 9,000 people remain in shelters. Javelin throwers Neeraj Chopra, Rohit Yadav and Yashveer Singh qualify for men's final at Commonwealth Games. And in Taipei Open Badminton, Unnati Hooda, Devika Sehwag, Tanvi Sharma and Kiran George progress to singles quarterfinals. And now the news in detail. Protests continued in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, today following a brutal crackdown by Pakistani security forces on civilians earlier this week, which left more than 40 people dead. Local authorities in the occupied region have now allegedly begun targeting women protesters demanding basic rights. Pakistani security forces opened fire on women demonstrators gathered in large numbers in Rawalkot and Mirpur, where they were raising slogans against the crackdown. Several videos circulating on social media purportedly show women fleeing as police opened fire during a peaceful protest rally in Kotli. Analysts claim that the total number of people killed since the protests began may have crossed 125. Jammu Kashmir Joint Awami Action Committee has accused security forces of using lethal force against the protesters. A report.
Joint Awami Action Committee has appealed to the United Nations, international human rights organizations and democratic governments to intervene, alleging the use of live ammunition and excessive force against peaceful protesters. In a statement issued, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Jeremy Lawrence, said that the criminalization of a civil society organization and imposition of strict limitations on gathering in POJK raise serious concerns about infringements on the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly and association. The tensions coincide with so-called ongoing regional elections in the occupied territory, with demonstrators determined to march towards Muzaffarabad to press Islamabad to accept their demands. India has described the elections as an attempt by Pakistan to camouflage its illegal occupation and hide its grave human rights violation in the region. Swati Rakheja for World News.
UN Special Rapporteur on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, Alice Jill Edwards, has expressed concerns over reports of former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan's detention conditions and him not getting access to proper medical care. She also urged Pakistan to restore humane conditions and allow the former PM to access medical examination and treatment of his own choice. In a social media post, Edwards mentioned that Imran Khan has been kept in near-total solitary confinement for 33 months in a small, windowless cell and is often not allowed to have human contact for over 2 weeks continuously. Imran Khan has remained in prison since August 2023 after convictions that his party, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, has termed politically motivated. Since his ouster from office in 2022, Imran Khan has faced several cases, including allegations involving state gifts and an unlawful marriage case. Meanwhile, PTI Parliamentary Committee has decided to hold a nationwide movement starting 5th August for the release of Imran Khan and to raise other demands. United States and Iran exchanged fresh waves of missile strikes today, raising fears of a wider regional conflict and dimming hopes for a quick resolution. After a brief lull in hostilities, the renewed attacks have heightened concerns that the fighting could draw in more countries. Jordan said it intercepted 5 Iranian missiles for the second consecutive day. Kuwait reported that an Iranian strike hit a building belonging to a Chinese company in the country's north, killing one person and causing extensive damage. Earlier this week, drone attacks sparked fires on ships at an Egyptian port, while Saudi Arabia said it had come under attack from Iran-backed militias in Iraq. The latest escalation follows a major wave of U.S. strikes on Iran, launched in response to an earlier Iranian missile attack on a U.S. military base in Jordan. U.S. Central Command said it targeted dozens of Revolutionary Guard sites, including military command centers, missile and drone facilities, and coastal surveillance and defense installations. Iranian state media said three people were killed and two others injured in a strike on Qeshm Island. The latest exchange comes a day after the U.S., in coordination with Saudi Arabia, carried out strikes on Iran-backed militias in Iraq, reportedly killing at least 20 fighters and six Iranian military advisers. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Japan's Kumamoto Prefecture on Tuesday has risen to 34. At a disaster response headquarters meeting held this afternoon, Kumamoto Prefecture government officials announced that 34 people had died, including 9 whose deaths are still being investigated to determine whether they were caused by the magnitude 7.1 tremor. At a Nippon paper factory in Yatsushiro City, where the earthquake caused a smokestack to collapse, rescue teams pulled 10 people from the site. 8 of them were confirmed dead, while 2 sustained injuries. Another person who had been missing was found in the rubble today. At a mall in Kashima town, where a large explosion occurred after the earthquake, 12 people have been rescued. 7 of them were confirmed dead and 5 were injured. Officials said more than 9,400 people are currently staying at 406 evacuation shelters across the prefecture. The earthquake has left approximately 79,700 households without water. Around 19,000 households remained without electricity as of this afternoon. The fastest growing Ebola outbreak in history has killed more than 1,500 people in eastern Congo so far. According to official data released by the Congolese government today, the death toll has risen by 50% in about a week, indicating that the outbreak continues to outpace response efforts. The latest update shows that as of Tuesday, 3,442 cases have been recorded in the current outbreak. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and his Bhutanese counterpart Dasho Pema Lektub Dorji today co-chaired the 5th India-Bhutan Development Cooperation Talks on Bhutan's 13th five-year plan. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Bhutan said that the meeting reviewed the progress and implementation of India-supported projects across diverse fields of development. Bhutan also appreciated India's significant support and its contribution to the country's development. Neeraj Chopra has qualified for men's javelin finals in Commonwealth Games at Glasgow. Javelin throwers Rohit Yadav and Yashveer Singh have also entered the finals. Earlier, India scripted history in para-athletics, securing a historic 1-2 finish in the men's 100-meter T47 final as Dilip Mahadugavit won the gold and Mohammad Basil claimed silver last night. India holds the 8th spot in the Commonwealth Games medal with 15 medals, including 3 gold, 9 silver and 3 bronze. In Taipei Open Badminton, Unnati Huda, Devika Sehak, Tanvi Sharma and Kiran George have progressed to the singles quarterfinals. However, Anmol Kharb and H.S. Pranoy crashed out in the second round matches today. Unnati Huda defeated Tanya Hemant in an all-Indian tie. Tanvi Sharma defeated Indonesia's Thalita Wirjawan to reach the last 8. Devika Sehak mated 3 Indians in the women's singles quarters, beating Indonesia's Nikadek Dhinda Prativi. Devika and Unnati will face each other in the top 8. Kiran George kept the Indian challenge alive in men's singles. He won the other all-Indian clash of the day against Tarun Manipali. In squash, the Indian men's team has stormed into the semifinals of the Junior Team Championships in Ontario, Canada. The 5th-seeded Indian men's team defeated England 2-1 to reach the semifinals. They will next face US, which advanced to the last 4 after defeating Japan. And senior Indian batter Ajinkya Rahane has announced his retirement from international cricket with immediate effect. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Protests intensify in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir amid deadly crackdown by Pakistani forces. US and Iran exchange fresh strikes, dimming hopes for a quick resolution of West Asia conflict. Death toll from Japan's Kumamoto earthquake rises to 34, more than 9,000 people remain in shelters. Javelin throwers Neeraj Chopra, Rohit Yadav and Yashveer Singh qualify for men's final at Commonwealth Games. And in Taipei, Open Badminton, Unnati Huda, Devika Sehak, Tanvi Sharma and Kiran George progress to singles quarterfinals. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.